Your girlfriend will hate Bird Dog's khaki shorts. She'll say the llamas on their website look like a preschooler's birthday party invite, not an apparel company. She'll say the sexual innuendos in their newsletters are meant for 7th graders, not grown men like you. She might even tell you that naming one of the products, quote, Fistover Columbus, is borderline offensive. But as soon as you feel their soft inner liner and see how great their stretch material makes you look, you'll never want to take them off. Go to birddogs.com/radio to find out for yourself. They'll even throw in a free tumbler. That's birddogs.com/radio.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy to be hanging out with you for two more hours. Thank you to everybody locked in and listening all over North America. The JR Sport Brief Show gets started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm joining you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our producer for tonight, Jack Stern, is coming to you live from New York City. We appreciate you tuning in. You could be in Idaho. You could be in Birmingham. Yeah, man. You could be in Minneapolis. Shout outs to everybody listening in San Diego. What's up, San Antonio and Austin? My people down in Miami. We just had a caller from Rochester. What's up, Rochester, New York? Toronto, Canada. I love Toronto, Canada. And everybody else all over the damn place. Thank you for tuning into the show. If you want to be a part of the show, it's not that difficult. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. You can listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158, and a smart speaker. And if you've missed a minute of the show, if you just turned the show on and you want to start from the beginning, it's easy. It's the Odyssey app. People ask me that all the time. They're like, hey, my city picks up your show for 3 hours. I want to listen to the first hour. How can I do it? I'm like, damn it, I tell you every day, multiple times a day. It's the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can go ahead and check it out. We've had a busy night so far. We've talked about Bronny James, unfortunately, cardiac arrest. I got angry people on Facebook yelling at me about what happened and what caused it. I'm like, I don't know what caused it. I'm like, people been having cardiac arrest from before we knew what a doctor was, okay? And people are angry at me. That's what Facebook is for people to be angry. We talked about Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley has a new deal. New York Giants said, here's a bonus, show up to work, and he did. Trayvon Diggs from the Dallas Cowboys has a new contract. Justin Herbert, most valuable contract in NFL history. Wait for this one. Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics, most valuable contract in NBA history. Everybody making money, man. Money all over the place. Looks like Brock Purdy's going to be ready to go for the San Francisco 49ers. Arch Manning has an NIL deal. Jim Harbaugh is in some trouble. What a shock, right? What a surprise. Not really. And so we have so much more to get into. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I am going to get into Jaylen Brown and his contract. We talked about Justin Herbert and his deal. For now. And it could be a month until Burrow gets his deal. It could be a couple days, a couple of weeks. But at 5 years, $262.5 million, Justin Herbert signs the richest, most valuable deal in NFL history. Until somebody else comes along. And that's somebody else likely to be Joe Burrow. And we'll get into the numbers surrounding Jaylen Brown momentarily. Man, he's not a quarterback. Even in his first year, he makes about the same amount of money as Justin Herbert. But we'll get into that. I need to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. If you're stuck in a timeshare, if you want out, you can contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. We have some callers who have been waiting patiently on the line. I want to chat with them And then we'll talk with someone else making that money, Jaylen Brown. Kevin is calling from Louisville. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, what's up, my brother? From Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm in Atlanta. You in Louisville. What's up?
Well, it's too hot to cook. It is freaking hot here and humid. But anyway, what I want to talk about was Herbert's contract. The Chargers are going to do the same thing. They did it with Dan Fouts, Philip Rivers, and here we go. Yeah. And they're going to fail and not surround him with anybody. They'll be okay. But, golly, yeah, Jaylen Brown, really? Are you kidding me? He got that kind of money?
Yeah, I mean, right place, right time. He hit the marks in regards to being an all-star, all-NBA, and
I know, when you call it, you always call it, get your cash, and then do your thing.
Hey, if somebody's going to offer you, if you were eligible to make $304 million, you going to say no?
JR, we don't have that genetics.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I wish I had them, but golly, that's this God gifted and good for all of them, you know?
Yeah,
good for all of them, and I don't know. I don't think Dallas is getting past my 49ers again, but
well, that'd be
we
funny
might be better. You know what I got to deal with?
What?
The first game of the year, my 49ers go to my nemesis, my best friend, Steelers fan. So I think we're going to go with that game.
Oh, okay. Well, have some fun, okay?
And check it out. Hey, God bless you. I love you, man. Have a good night.
All right, you too, Kevin. Thank you so much for calling from Louisville. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Greg?
JR, my man, Mr. Positive. Hey, everybody remember Agents of Inclusion. Wow, so much to discuss.
Yeah.
Number one, we're easily going to have a $1 billion contract coming up eventually within 5 years, easily.
Are we moving towards a bubble bursting, though? Is somebody going to wake up and say these numbers and these salaries are ridiculous?
Yes, but they're still going to get it.
I guess there's a 14-year-old somewhere. He'll be the first person to get a $1 billion deal in a bunch of years. I guess you're right.
Yes, Messi is the GOAT, and my biggest concern, my friend, is with what happened to Bronny, will this affect the GOAT, LeBrizy James, wanting to play basketball, or is he going to turn his focus on his family, rightfully so? This is scary. I heard the percentages that someone who has a sport athlete 18 years old or around this age, maybe 10% survive, and Bronny survived, and most don't. So what is this going to do to LeBrizy James' psyche? What say you, my friend?
You never know, Greg. You never know. And that's something I certainly don't want to speculate on. It's reasonable to go, his son could have died on Monday. And to put things in perspective, okay, now I want to step away from the game of basketball. Or it could actually inspire him to go, well, my son almost died. I want to show him that you can keep on going and that you can achieve that. We have no idea. I just know that it's an amazing thing that his son is still here. It would be terrible news to just wake up and go, LeBron James' son passed away due to cardiac arrest. Like, whoa, wow, 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 whoa, whoa, whoa. And so God bless them for still being here. God bless their family and all the best to them. It's tough. And we don't know. This young man, he's only 18 years old. He's going to have to go through more tests and more examinations to figure out what the issue and what the cause might have been. There's a difference between having a heart attack and cardiac arrest. A heart attack will occur due to a blockage, and cardiac arrest means your ticker stopped. And is it a genetic issue? Is it a genetic matter? Most times, and a lot of times, you don't find out or know these things until you get older. And this is something that a lot of cardiologists have said for years. 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from Cleveland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm very well, Mike.
This is my problem in Cleveland, okay?
I'm sorry.
I went to cardiac arrest 2 months ago.
Okay.
Your normal heart rate got to be at 55. I was at 30. I busted Charles Oakley's ass because I'm older than him. Wow. I busted Clint Smith, Manu Bowen, Mike Tyson, okay? But I'm 67 years old going on nothing. Yeah. I went for my annual checkup 2 months ago. They put them EKGs on me, right? But they got the technology now to catch it. I had tubes running in me, right? You didn't even know tubes running in me yet, right? And I survived it.
Well, I'm happy.
I think Ronnie going to be okay because the technology they got when my grandparents and my parents was coming up, they didn't know the symptoms. They caught me, and I'm here talking to you on the phone right now.
I'm glad you are, Mike.
Pardon me?
I said I'm glad that you are here talking with me. Thank you.
Yes, I'm telling you right now. I'm Michael the Meat Cutter. I never played structured sports. I was cutting beef in the 70s, and I played pickup games. When Jordan lost in the first round and Oakley and Brad Sellers got drafted with him in 84, and they brought I bust Michael Jordan's ass. You hear me? So,
Mike, slow down. We don't need – hey, Mike, you said your ticker is sensitive, right?
Pardon me?
You said your ticker is sensitive, right?
I hear you.
Okay. Is it his ticker or is it his hearing? Mike, your heart is – don't you have to take it easy?
No! Dude, if you take it easy, you're going to die. It's when you're sitting around not doing nothing, your blood is going to clot because they gave me 3 shots in my stomach.
Oh, damn. Oh, what happened to him?
Mike was spilling the beans tonight, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny. He needs to pay that phone bill, brother. Pay the phone bill. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Dave is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dave?
Hey, what's up, JR? How you doing today?
I'm or excellent. Tonight? How you feeling?
Not bad. Well, what's your opinion on 2 things? One, the Atlanta Braves. Do you think they can win the whole thing this year? And
have you seen the wait, hold on, Dave. What type of dumbass would I have to be?
There's kids in the room.
Who's a kid? What?
I got my kids in the room, man. Please don't swear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem.
They never heard dumbass before. How old are they?
Well, I got a little girl. She's 9.
Oh, come on, man. You don't think she's going to school telling somebody these things?
No, we homeschool her. Since people started bringing guns to school, we decided to pull her out. So.
Oh, well, I'm pretty sure she's smarter than half of the populace then.
Yeah, she is.
Well, she learned a new word from JR. Well, first of all, why is she up? You in Alabama. What time is it, 11?
Yeah, it's 12? 11. Oh, it's summer vacation, man.
So she doesn't – what does she go to sleep, 4 a.m.?
No, she goes to bed at midnight.
Oh, what time does she get up in the morning?
Well, I mean, it's summer vacation. She can sleep in as late as she wants. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, weren't you a kid once?
Not really.
You were never a kid.
No, I wasn't.
You weren't a kid, so you were just born a grown man.
You see this beard on my face? Yeah.
Yeah, I am envious of that beard. I could never grow one right. But
well, listen,
that's just
man,
me.
it's all genetics. But listen, Dave. You know the answer about the Braves. Like, why do I think the Braves can win another World Series? What am I supposed to say? No.
No, I'm kind of worried about the AL. I mean, I'm worried about their best team. So I think they're the best team in the National League.
Let's save some time. The answer is yes, they can win the World Series. What else you got?
All right. Georgia Bulldogs, okay? I'm an Alabama fan. I live in Alabama. Their schedule is so filled with cupcakes that it could be, took into a kindergartner's first day of school. I mean,
okay.
Huh?
You said you homeschool your daughter?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Keep going.
So the Georgia Bulldogs, I just think their schedule is filled with cupcakes. I think, Alabama put Texas on their schedule. I mean, their non-conference opponents is pathetic. You can pull it up on Google real quick and look at it if you don't take my word for it. It is weak. It's weak sauce. I think whenever you have the best recruits in the country coming to your school, I mean, why don't you schedule someone harder to play? I mean, Nick Saban didn't back down from, Peyton Manning's, his nephew?
Yeah, because, they're trying to go back-to-back and back again, and they don't care about what happens early on in the season. They're just trying to get warmed up so they don't get embarrassed and not have a scare. So I'm not sweating it, man. I understand. If you want to say that they're taking the easy way out, by all means, go ahead and do it. But it's a business first before it's competitive, and that's always been the case.
Hey, can I get your opinion on one more thing?
Not really, but go ahead.
Is there anything good on TV to watch these days? What would you be your opinion?
I'm not a television person.
Okay, movies.
I'm not a movie person.
Oh, you're lying to me, JR.
I'm not. I don't go to the movies and I don't watch television. I got things to do, like talk and make money.
Okay, but what in your free time when you go on vacation?
I don't have.
You got? I guarantee you got a wife or a girlfriend
six,
who likes to watch movies or TV.
I work.
There's
got to
be something, man.
I work 6 days a week. I enjoy travel. I enjoy eating. I enjoy restaurants. I enjoy fitness and exercise. If you want to ask me about the greatest or best workout to do with calisthenics, I can talk to you about it. I'm not sitting around watching, Netflix and Hulu. I know what's on, but I'm not a TV guy. I'm a get out there and do things guy. Ask me about getting on a plane.
So if you got a date, right, you got a woman in your life, I'm guessing. So if that woman wants to see a movie or a TV show, you don't oblige her?
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
You just ignore her?
No, I don't have time. We go out to eat and we talk. We do nice things like that, Dave.
Man, my girlfriend always wants to go to the movies. I don't get that, but okay.
Well, that sucks for you, Dave. Thank you for calling from Alabama.
Dave is an all-time caller. I have to clip that and send it to you. Never before.
You don't. You don't. Because every now and then he changes his name and he changes his locale.
The range of the conversation there, it started about homeschooling his daughter. Then we went to the Braves, and then he tried to lecture you about your dating life.
We can put an end to that now. he's homeschooling his daughter, and he sat here and told me, he said something about the Braves tooken. And, she needs to go back to school. I mean, if tooken is it.
No, I hope he's not the one homeschooling her, because that's a very scary proposition.
Poor little girl, send her to school. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jim is calling from Cleveland. You're on the JR Sport Reef Show. What's up, Jim?
Hi, good to hear your voice. I just was telling your screener that, Deshaun Watson is on Facebook now selling a T-shirt that says, "I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me."
Okay.
I don't think he's a very good candidate for that.
Well, wasn't Jesus about forgiveness? I mean, isn't that what he was about?
Well, yeah, but I'm offended being a fellow Christian that someone who hasn't admitted to, like, very, very numerous accusations.
Well, we don't know specifically what he did. We know about all the allegations. I certainly believe where there's smoke, there's fire. But I can't sit here with a pen and a pad and kind of start putting together a ledger of, well, this one was right and this one wasn't right and this one is right. And I would think part of it would be to just, from a moral perspective, I don't know, mind my business. Like, why am I pass judgment on him? Sure, whatever he did, and he was a jackass for it. But he can. I'm not gonna badge him about that. I thought the idea was to let God worry about it.
Well, it is, I guess. But I just don't think he's the right one who should be wearing that shirt.
Sure. Well, you're entitled. You're entitled to feel however you feel. So I'm not gonna doubt you on that. But look. I am not a fan of Deshaun Watson in that regard. I loved watching him, and I say loved in past tense. I loved watching him with the Houston Texans. I didn't care for – I'm sorry?
So did I.
Yeah, I didn't care for all of the stories, and I don't know what's true or not true. I believe there might be probably some type of truth in it, but it's done, it's done. And am I going to be rushing to sit down and watch him and go, oh, my God, I got to see him? Probably not. But he ain't going anywhere. So it is what it is. And, I mean, we can't do anything about what's already taking place. You can do what you want to do, not support him. That's fine. I don't really care what he does. I don't pay him any attention. That's what I do.
Okay. Well, maybe being from around Cleveland, I'm a little more closer to what he does and what he doesn't do.
Sure. Yeah, I'm not paying attention to him. I mean, unless there's a game that pops up, I could care less. You can try, Jim. Appreciate you, man. You be smooth, though, okay?
Okay, man. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you. Shout out to Jim for calling from Cleveland. He's like, why can't Deshaun Watson wear a T-shirt that says, what did it say? I don't know. Anyway, let Deshaun wear what he wants to wear. He ain't bothering nobody. What he does is between him and God. Let him worry about it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls, and then we're going to talk about Jaylen Brown. This contract that this man got, ridiculous. In the final year of his deal, he's going to be making about $70 million. More money than anybody. More money on a contract than anybody's ever signed in the NBA. I'll explain here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We talked about all the money that's been given out today. Did you get some money? Did you get a $52 million contract per year? Oh, I guess not. You're not Jaylen Brown and you're not Justin Herbert. We talked about Justin Herbert's contract. Let me give you some details here on Jaylen Brown. Multiple time All-Star. Been to an NBA Finals. I don't want to call him. See, I'm disrespectful already. I was going to say he's the sidekick to Jason Tatum. Because we know Tatum is 1A, Jaylen Brown is 1B. Look, there's a reason that they got Marcus Smart the hell up on out of there. Part of it is so somebody like Jaylen Brown could take his game to another level so he could step up and be the guy. You don't pay somebody $304 million. Let me say that again. $304 million to have the veteran in the locker room telling you what you should or should not do. Jaylen Brown, pretty mature individual. Straight out of right here in Atlanta, Georgia. My apologies to all my friends here in Atlanta. There was a point in time where there were a lot of rumors, a lot of words about him wanting to come home. Well, it don't matter where you want to go. If you want to come home, you're going to take that money. 5 years, $304 million. Richest contract, most valuable contract in NBA history. It didn't go to LeBron. Didn't go to Jokic, didn't go to Giannis, didn't go to Steph Curry. It's Jaylen Brown. And a lot of that has to do with just right place, right time. You know, you get to these supermax deals by what you accomplish. He's 26 years old. Good for him. He's been a multiple-time All-Star. He's been on an All-NBA team. He just made the All-NBA second team. Not too shabby, and this gets forgotten a lot, too. He was selected third overall in 2016. So to go third overall, he ain't no scrub. It just so happens to be that he's out there playing with Tatum, who is he's a more explosive offensive player. And I got to give credit to Jaylen Brown, because every year that he's been in the league, he's gotten better. It's like he came into the league as one of these super athletic, offensive, defensive types. He's been able to grow his offensive game, and now he's getting paid the big bucks. Listen to these salary numbers for an NBA player. I told you that Justin Herbert is making more money than anybody in NFL history at the quarterback position, more money than anybody. His contract will be paying him $52.5 million per season. 52. Right out of the gate, when Jaylen Brown's contract kicks in next year, not this upcoming season, but in 2024, he's going to be making about the same amount of money, $52.3 million. The next season, $56.5 million, $60 million, $65 million, $70 million in the final year of his deal. And let's be real. The last time we all saw Jaylen Brown on a basketball court, he wasn't looking too good. Okay? He crapped the bed. A matter of fact, that entire series, for the most part, against the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals, especially that last game, it's like either he ran out of gas, somebody took his superpowers, he ended up in Space Jam. I have no idea. 8 turnovers to decide who goes on to the NBA Finals. 8 turnovers. 1 of 9 from downtown. A matter of fact, in the entire Eastern Conference Finals, Jaylen Brown couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. 1 of 9 from downtown. 8 turnovers. It was an ugly game. People started to question whether or not Jaylen Brown could even drive left. No, you want to force him left. You want to force him that way because he can't go. And so I'm sure he ain't doing nothing but dribbling around with his left hand all summer long. We've had so many conversations about whether or not Jaylen Brown and Tatum could work. I was someone who thought that wasn't going to work. This is before they went to the finals. And then they went. And then they lost. And then this past season, they didn't go. The Heat went. I saw the Celtics play a bunch of times in person this year. I've seen them annihilate teams. I don't know. They shot themselves in the foot. No reason that they were not back in the finals. Maybe Ime Udoka wasn't there to put a foot in their ass. But for the most part, It was embarrassing how they fell apart. And so Jaylen Brown is getting all this money. He's going to earn his cash. He's going to continue to get better. He'll be an all-star again. Tatum will ultimately make more money than him. But Brown has a lot to prove. He has to wash off the stench. And I get it. It's only one game. People will put an emphasis on it more so than what I just did. But after that loss, 8 turnovers, 1 of 9 from downtown, Jaylen Brown spoke to the media, and he pretty much was asked about his contract. And he's just like, man, did you just see the game? I ain't think about that. We'll get to it eventually. Listen to his response from a couple months ago.
I expected to win today and move on. And that's what my focus was on. That's what my focus has been on. We failed. I failed. And it's hard to think about anything else right now, to be honest. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Oh, okay. Well, they have gotten to that bridge. They have crossed it. And now Jaylen Brown is swimming in them Scrooge McDuck coins. Jaylen Brown can go ahead and get himself a big old vault. And I if you try to swim through the coins, you probably get hurt, but you get my point. 5 years, $304 million. I'm not mad at the deal because the money is there. Got to go somewhere, right? Jaylen Brown is getting this deal. What the hell is Tatum's contract going to look like next season? NBA is nuts, man. Crazy. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on Jaylen Brown's contract? Like, when you think, or is he underrated? Am I missing something? I see him as an all-star. I don't see Jaylen Brown as a superstar. All-star, yes, but not superstar. I think Tatum scratches right there. I think he scratches superstardom. And I think that Brown is an all-star. He's a star. But he ain't 1A. I think he's in the right place, the right time, with the right accolades and the right attitude. And so is he deserving of this money? Oh, yeah, you deserve whatever somebody's willing to pay you. Go ahead, take it. Go get the cash. But a lot of people are going to look at this and go, him? And that's just not fair. I'm cool with him getting this money. The money is there. He worked for it. He earned it. I'm fine with it. Congratulations, Jaylen Brown. You might not be a super, superstar. But damn it, that salary says you are. 5 years, $304 million. The phone lines are open. What do you think about that contract? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. Ridiculous money getting thrown around all over the place. The next thing you know, Saudi Arabia is going to offer Tatum a contract to play in Saudi Arabia. I have no idea. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Right now, it's time for a news flash with Marco Belletti. Who has the richest contract in NBA history? It's not LeBron James. It's not Giannis Antetokounmpo. It's not Steph Curry. It's someone who's younger. Well, I mean, Giannis, he'd be up next. But there's someone who's in the right place at the right time. It's Jaylen Brown, 26-year-old Jaylen Brown.
I'm here to tell you about a new show that's going to make you uncomfortable. It's going to make you laugh. You will feel pangs of recognition. It's all about class, and it's hosted by me, former working-class kid Jonathan Menjivar. The show is called Classy, and it's full of people talking about all the awkward, embarrassing, and strangely intimate things that class tension makes us do. It's available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it is right place, the right time. Multiple-time All-Star, just came off of an All-NBA second team, entering into the prime of his career, still improving, still getting better, just had a crap game in the final game of his season, Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Miami Heat. 8 turnovers, 1 of 9 from downtown. They ain't paying him for just that game. They're paying him for what he's been able to do the past couple of seasons. Get you 25 points a game, 6 rebounds, 3, 4 assists. Improving from downtown, 35% from 3 last year. But now it's time to make some noise really, really. In the postseason, consistently. And it's not just him, so let's not attack and beat up on Jaylen Brown. To find consistency in the NBA postseason, for whatever reason, appears to be much more difficult than it has been in the past. The players don't have the same type of consistency. And so I'm not mad at Jaylen Brown for signing the richest contract in NBA history. It's not going to be that way for long. I know his teammate Tatum is eventually going to make more money than him when he gets his contract. But $300+ million? Wow. 5 years. $300 million. He's going to be 31 years old. Probably still got another 2-3 years of real prime left in him, if that. He'll be able to sign another contract. What the hell is that one going to look like by the time we're sitting on 2030? Outrageous. Yeah, Jaylen Brown is not a superstar. He's not Giannis. He's not Jokic. He's not on that top tier. He's not Steph Curry. Damn it. It's too early to even think about Hall of Fame for Jaylen Brown. Is he an all-star? Multiple-time all-star? Yeah. But this is the going rate in the NBA right now. Go ahead, get your cash, man. Take all that money. 855-212-4CBS. Ryan is calling from Illinois. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, thanks, JR, for having me on. In my opinion, Jaylen Brown is an absolute game changer. He's a guy that can easily, obviously, put up 40 points at any given point. You got to see the improvement, obviously, but, the Celtics championship window is now. You don't sign him to that deal, it's pretty much over. So, I think you've got to sign him to that deal if that's what the going rate is. Now, is that what the going rate is? I'm not sure. But if it is, I think he's well-deserving of it.
Okay. No, absolutely. It is the going rate. He just happened to be the first dude to step into it. Let me ask you this. When you think about Jaylen Brown, would he be the number one, forget the Celtics, any team, could you see him being the best player on a championship-winning squad?
I think he needs not a big leap, but, a little bit of improvement, and yes, he could be. I think you've seen it at times where maybe Tatum struggled and Jaylen Brown has been that guy in a lot of games.
Yeah, well, that's one thing when you are playing next to the other guy. I can say that about a lot of players. If they only did this more consistently, or if they, to be able to go out there and do it every single night. James Harden is a Hall of Fame player, right?
Yeah.
This man ain't sniffed no championship as the guy, So it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah, I think, I think Jaylen Brown, you think about Brown and Tatum, that's one of the only duos in the league where they can both get theirs together on given nights. I think that's a rarity in the league as well.
Yeah.
And if they're both clicking, I think there's no doubt that's a championship-level team.
Yeah. Well, I know they're certainly hoping that between the two of them that they continue to up things, especially now with Marcus Smart playing with the Grizzlies. Hey, Ryan, thank you for calling from Illinois. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, JR.
No doubt about it. Bubba, he's calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, man. How you doing tonight?
I'm amazing. What's on your mind?
Well, I was talking about this paying these money to these players for something you think they're going to do. You shouldn't. That's stupid. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard of.
Well, tell that to money. The union.
You ought to start off with a base salary, and then at the end of the year, the ones that produce, they get the money. You take a year-to-year basis. You can't pay somebody for what you think they're going to do.
Why not? They're doing it, so obviously you can.
Well, that's because they're stupid. You know?
Why are they stupid? Everybody, if the name of the game is to make money.
Right, it is. I'm saying, I ain't got no problem with that. At the end of the year, you look back on the revenue, you look on back who contributed the most to, and you pay them according to that. Give them the $15, $20 million for that year if they earned it. If you come back the next year and they did half of that much, they get half the money.
So what would you tell the union about that? The union's job is to secure and protect the players as much financially as they can. Wouldn't you be kind of kicking the union in the ass?
I'd tell them to kiss my ass.
Oh, well,
that's another thing. You're using the word ass too much. Use the word bottom.
I don't got no bottom. I'm about an ass. Bubba, you don't like ass?
Well, it's offensive. To my
so who? Well, not that much to you. You called me up, and you said it too.
Well, yeah. Well,
okay. Well, if it was that offensive to you, would you be saying it?
Well, I don't use that word.
It's not that offensive, Bubba. Call me back tomorrow, okay?
No, well, let me tell you something. I got a new job.
Okay. Congratulations. Right,
my ex-wife got me a job over at the Honda plant as a crash test dummy.
Are you gonna? Did she get you a helmet, or you? She told you don't wear one.
No, I remember, I'm that boxer. I've been knocked out so many times. This is gonna be a walk in the park.
How long you plan on doing this job?
Well, I don't know. Till something better comes along, I get tired of it. But it's just the Mercedes. It's not the Honda plan. It's the Mercedes. So I'm gonna be driving in big fancy cars.
Oh, you big and fancy. Well, make sure them cars don't kick your ass, okay?
No, I'm gonna kick my bottom.
Okay, well,
Who do you think was a weirder caller, Bubba or Dave? I'm trying to hand out the accolades for tonight. I have the trophies in front of me, and I can't decide.
Did they both call from Alabama?
Yeah, they did. What's going on with people from Alabama tonight?
Hey,
do they have something against you or something?
Be careful, okay? I'm a 30-minute drive. Well, depending on how fast I'm going. Let's see. Wait a minute. I'm a 40-minute drive from Alabama. Be careful.
I love Alabama. I love the people. I love the state. I think it's a great place. But something about tonight and the state of Alabama, it's a little bit of a weird vibe, and I'm not really able to warm up to it.
He wants me to say bottom, and the other guy, was that guy trying to take me out on a date? Was that what he was trying to do?
Yeah, he kept saying that he wanted to bring you somewhere, and then he said his ex-wife got him a job. So was that kind of
No, not him. The other guy.
Dave?
Yeah, he was just like, you don't go to the movies. You don't. He's like,
I don't think he was trying to take you on a date. I think he was trying to be your romantic advisor. He was telling you how to handle your romantic endeavors, which, quite frankly, is very inappropriate because everyone does it their own way. And I know that you know what you're doing when it comes to dealing with the ladies too. So
well, this guy told. He ended the call. He's like, oh, my girlfriend, wife, whatever she is. He's like, oh, she wants to go to the movies. That sucks for you, man. That sounds miserable to me. What?
Yeah, it doesn't sound funny, though.
What am I going to go see? Transformers, Little Mermaid?
What about the new Barbie movie? Does that sound enticing?
The what?
The new Barbie movie. A little bit Margaret Robbie in there.
See, I don't even... I know, I've heard the name. I don't even know who that is.
Oh, she plays Barbie in the new Barbie flick.
What could they? I'll read the synopsis. I've seen the marketing for Barbie has been great. See, I keep up with business. I look at them. They built a whole pink house in Malibu. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm over here talking about Barbie. Don't move. Back to Brown.